editorial, the paper had some pretty scathing words for Benjamin Netanyahu's government, accusing his far-right ministers of, quote, exploiting what they see as a historic opportunity for that fell into Jewish hands last October 7. The paper accuses them of pursuing their goal to occupy the Gaza Strip and settle it with Jews, and accuses them of irresponsible willingness in sacrificing hostages in order to achieve that goal.
Now, this is going to tell us about a largely unreported massacre. Now, this is one that happened in Haiti, now just coming to light. Tell us more about it.
Well, it took place last Saturday, Stuart, in the agricultural town of Pont-Sondé, something that the New York Times is looking at today. A mass killing in this town that's not too far north of Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti. More than 80 people were shot dead by Haitian gang members from the Grand Griffe gang. They were wielding automatic weapons. It's the worst mass killing in Haiti in decades. They also set fire to homes and vehicles. And the situation is so dire that 6,300 people have now been left homeless, according to the UN, or they have fled their homes at least. It's believed that civilians were targeted, although some gang members were also killed in the attack, but civilians were targeted in retribution for their support of a self-defense group that has formed in the region to fight gang violence, obviously in the absence of police and security forces who've been unable to protect civilians. It's also the focus of Le Monde today, which is actually focusing more on how the spreading of this gang violence and the seeming impunity of these gangs is also really underpinned the failure of the multinational force led by Kenya, deployed to Haiti this summer, to take on the gangs. Just over half of the promised 1,000 Kenyan soldiers have been deployed. The force, for its part, says that it is badly underfunded, and this has really handicapped their efforts to help restore peace and security in Haiti.
Now, here to France for this next story. One paper is focusing on some devastating news for ski lovers. This is the definitive closure of a pretty big ski station, Dipti.
Yeah, very devastating indeed. It's in La Tribune today, which is a French business paper. It's the station called, it's a ski station at L'Alpe du Grand Serre. It's a station about 45 minutes from the city of Grenoble. It sits at about just under 1,400 meters altitude. And the paper explains that due to poor investments over the past four decades, but also in particular due to two very bad winters and poor snow cover during those winters, authorities in charge of the station have voted against opening the ski lifts this winter. The ski station will close after having opened in 1938, so it's been around for a long time. It's a big blow, of course, to local businesses who've relied on commercial activities in the winter, and efforts to transform the station into an all-season station have also proved not great for the moment. Locals, nonetheless, are congregating to try and find a solution, hopefully before the season begins in December.
Yeah, no doubt this year we'll see a record snowfall, rather, in that area. Who knows? Finally from Dipti, it's the biggest gathering in the world, this. It's of sausage dogs. And it took place this weekend, didn't it, Dipti?
Yeah, it did. It sounded very important like
it
that.
I did my best.
Hey, look, kudos to the Daily Mail, because they have the best headline today. What a dashing sight, it
very
says.
Good.
Thousands of sausage dogs have taken over the British seaside town of Southwold in Suffolk this weekend. Over 1,000 dachshunds and their sausage dogs and their owners walked the 1.5 kilometres from the harbour to the pier. Take a look at some of the images from that walk. You can see here lots of people and lots of dogs.
Oh.
So, Stuart, this year was not the biggest canine congregation. Actually, 2 years ago, 2,238 dogs attended. That was actually a world record. Nonetheless, this Dachshund convention, if you like, is really a must-do on the Dachshund community calendar. It also very importantly raises awareness and funds to combat intervertebral disc disease, a very common illness among these dogs because they have very long bodies.
I'm going to have to call my cousins to find out if they were there, because they are in the UK and they do have a Dachshund, so you never know, they might have been there. Could have bought us an exclusive report. It's very cute, though. Thanks, Dick Tico. Dick Tico Laurent there with the papers on France 24.